Hello, my name's Clint Beachwood. This is A Day at the Beach podcast number 145. I bring you basically an hour's worth of worldwide instrumental surf music, and almost all of it was released just this past summer. I am going to play a song by the Cadillac Hitmen. That was released in 1997. And Rondo Hatton, a little later in the show, that was released in 2015. I'm also going to play a couple songs that have been re-released recently. John and the Night Riders Live at the Whiskey a Go-Go originally came out in 1981. It just came out in CD form. And Les Agamemnons from France just recently put out their two albums in one package that I also picked up at the Surf Guitar 101 convention about a month ago. So let's get things going. I'm going to start off with a new album by Surfer Joe. It's called Swell of Dwell, and one of the songs he put on this album is called A Day at the Beach. So what better song to start the show off than A Day at the Beach right here on A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
Well, that was the Cadillac Hitmen, who I talked about a little bit at the intro of the show. They were from New Hampshire. That album, The Assassin, was released in 1997. The song you just heard is called Black Hills. It's a great album. I picked it up at the Frankie and the Pool Boys merch table at the Surf Guitar 101 convention about a month ago, and it was on the bargain rack. I think I got it for a dollar or two, and it is just a great CD. I just love it. So quite the find for me there at the old SG101 con. Before that, from Moscow, Russia, it was Bamboogie Injections with their new album, Take It. The song I played was Time Strikers Are Back. And the show got started off with Surfer Joe, or Lorenzo Valdambrini, and his new album, Swell Up Dwell. And once again, the song was A Day at the Beach. I have no idea if he intended that for me, but without asking him, I will take it. Okay? Thank you, Lorenzo. All right, let's keep going. This is Jason Lee and the Riptides with their brand new album, Monsters and Mai Tais, on white vinyl, right here on A Day at the Beach.
Thank you.
That was Total Death Mechanics doing Battle of the Seagulls, Part 1. And that comes from their 4-song, 7-inch record called The Nasty Pterodactyl. Before that, from France, it was Les Agamemnons doing a song called Apollo from a self-titled album. That album initially came out in 2013, but re-released with their second album, Au Revoir, in 2015. And then Magic Number, a band from Richmond, Virginia, did Final Frontier. The album there is Ampersand, and you can find that band and many others that I play on the podcast at bandcamp.com. And then Jason Lee and the Riptides started things off on their brand new album, Monsters and Mai Tais. I played Swami's Stomp. Swami's is a not only locally known, but worldwide known surf spot in Encinitas, California. Right up on the hill there, off on the bluff, is the Self-Realization Fellowship Meditation Gardens and Hermitage Center. And because of that building, the surf spot is called Swami's. Up next is some Canadian surf music brought to you by Mark Malibu and the Wasegas.
Thank you.
Well, that certainly isn't your typical surf music now, is it? That's a band from Mexico City called Matterhorn Man. The song was Hypnotic Technicolor, and the album is called Adulterio Estereofónico. It's a fun album, it really is. I'm really enjoying it. John and the Night Riders, from the re-release of their Live at the Whiskey a Go-Go album, we heard Force of Gravity. From Brazil, it was Terra Motor doing Agent Manguasic from their Surfin' Caraca 45. Again, another four-song, seven-inch record, this time by Terremotor. And Mark Malibu and the Wasegas did Wasega Run from Return of Wasegas. Did I mention I have a giveaway? I do. I have a giveaway for this podcast. It'll be coming up shortly, so stay tuned for that. Another cut from the Cruncher from Germany. This time it's Surfin' Blues.
We'll be right back.
Well, we head back to Brazil once again. This time it's Sao Paulo, and the name of the band is Ted Boys Marino. I played the title cut from their Bikini Beach EP. It's a 4-song EP, and let me tell you, you can go to Bandcamp and download it for free. All 4 songs are really good, let me tell you. Let's see, the Reverbivores from Northern California making their debut appearance on the podcast. Congratulations to the Reverbivores. I played a song called Gymtown from their Orbit to Intercept LP. I'll be playing another cut off of that on the next podcast, which probably won't be too far in the distant future. And the Cruncher before that doing Surfin' Blues, a song written by Al Casey. That comes on his DeCapo LP. Well, I went to the Surf Guitar 101 convention, like I said, about a month ago. One of the things I purchased was a 45 from the Urban Surf Kings. I have this connection with Mike from the Urban Surf Kings. We're sort of like twins from different mothers. I mean, he has the same haircut I have. We're about the same built. He's probably got an inch on me, and I'm 6'2", maybe even 2 inches. And we both love surf music, so it's very possible we were twins at some point in time. Anyway, I'm going to give away this 45 to whoever is the first one to answer this question. I've only played one song off of this 45 on a previous podcast. You need to tell me what the name of the song was and what the podcast was. What number of podcasts did I play a song from the Urban Surf Kings, Penguin or Robot? And speaking of Urban Surf Kings, they're up next from their new album, Astro Surf A Go Go, very cool song called Slipstream.
Thank you.
We're spanning the globe with that set. Martin Cilia from Australia did Return of the Surf Guitar. That comes from his earlier this summer release of Espresso Martino. Martin Cilia once playing with the Atlantics while they were still together also. The 427s and the Urban Surf Kings, both from Canada before that. The 427s did Redline from their Stay Gold LP, again, just earlier this year, along with the Urban Surf Kings doing Slipstream. Astro Surf A Go-Go is the name of that album. Well, we're going to wrap things up with the band from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Rondo Hatan. I've been playing quite a bit of them just because I got three of their albums recently, and I've been playing a couple songs from each one. This one came out in 2015. It's called Breaking the Sound Barrier. The nice little mellow song is called Juliana. And then I'm going to close the show off with another band from the Surf Guitar 101 convention, the Tremolo Beer Gut from Denmark. They're going to do Danube Incident from their LP Under the Covers with the Tremolo Beer Gut. All right, that'll do it. Thanks for listening to the show. You can always find my playlist on Surf Guitar 101 and Facebook/Beach Podcast is where you can find them. Your comments, of course, always welcome. And good luck winning the 45 from the Urban Surf Kings. We'll see you next time. This is Clint Beachwood, A Day at the Beach, podcast number 145.
Thank you.